KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has slammed US President Donald Trump's claims of a white genocide in South Africa, calling them unsubstantiated and proof that Trump is out of his depth. Speaking to SABC News, Mbalula responded to last night's meeting between President Cyril Ramaphosa and Trump as South Africa works to repair strained relations over domestic and foreign policy issues. Trump brought newspaper clippings and showed a video of EFF leader Julius Malema chanting "Kill the Boer" as supposed evidence of targeted killings. But Mbalula has dismissed the presentation, saying Trump failed to understand the difference between crime and genocide and relied on misinformation outside formal diplomatic channels.
We didn't go the way I understood the president to argue a case, because he knew that that is not true. And it was upon President Trump to justify. Where does this thing come from? We know where does it come from. It is from nowhere. It is just been verbosed, unsubstantiated.
The Cane Growers Association says the sugar tax should be scrapped entirely for the sake of economic growth. In his budget speech yesterday, Finance Minister Enoch Odongwana announced that the levy would remain unchanged. The association's Higgins Mdluli has welcomed the move, saying any increase would worsen unemployment, especially in parts of KZN and Mpumalanga.
The sugar tax has been nothing but destructive for South Africa. The Nedlac study demonstrated proof of job losses, but no evidence has been provided to show that the sugar tax has improved the health of South Africans.
The port of Richards Bay is set to boost its cargo capacity. Premier Tamin Duli this week led the signing ceremony of a major agreement of a container handling facility with the Transnet National Ports Authority. It will ramp up capacity from 50,000 to 200,000 containers a year. Duli says the upgrade will not only improve supply chain efficiency, but also cut logistics costs and support economic growth in the region.
The port of Richards Bay is a vital economic hub of our province, and this agreement will unlock new opportunities for investment, trade and job creation by fostering a collaborative environment between government, private sector and other stakeholders. We can harness the full potential of our ports and drive economic growth that benefits all citizens. And I look forward to witnessing the positive impact it will have on our province's economy.
And authorities in France have arrested 55 men believed to be part of a suspected paedophile ring. It's as authorities work to dismantle the syndicate that they believe has been operating via messaging app Telegram. Durban and Richards Bay 21 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 18. The top story, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has slammed US President Donald Trump's claims of a white genocide in South Africa, calling them unsubstantiated and proof that Trump is out of his depth. Follow East Coast Radio Newswatch on WhatsApp for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.